This is our final and last episode on the series we've been building up to on Tourette syndrome. Today I decided to do something a little special and interview someone very dear and important to me. Her name is Indira Dean. She is a, if you could just tell the audience what exactly it is that you do.
I work with people with disabilities, mental and physical disabilities, and I also work with the elderly, people with dementia.
Okay, great. So we've been talking about Tourette syndrome, the symptoms, and we know that with Tourette syndrome, they have these tics, which are
these outbursts,
correct? Mm-hmm. When it comes to either vocal or these motor abilities. So have you ever experienced anybody with Tourette's?
Yes, I've experienced a resident with Tourette's. He is, because he's no longer with the facility. He was 17 when he left us. He was 22, and his outburst was vocal, and his outburst was profanity. He can just be sitting at a restaurant on an outing with us, and he just blurts out profanity, and it got to a point where we had to limit places that he can go. If it was like somewhere where it was crowded, like a fair, a theme park, something like that, where he can say it, but it wouldn't be so
noticeable.
So we stopped going into quiet places with him.
Was he the first resident that you had with Tourette syndrome, or did you have experience with someone like that before?
No, he was the first. I read about it, but he was the first one that I worked with. I worked with clients who had severe pica, something called Prader-Willi syndrome, people with Down syndrome. I've worked with people with bipolar, schizophrenic, but he was my first where I worked with someone with Tourette's.
And then, because he did have Tourette's, what was the care for him? Like, did he go to a behaviorist?
Yes, he was on a behavior program. We would try to figure out what would bring on the tics, but it was really nothing. He would just sometimes playing a game, doing the norm, and it'll just come. We really didn't know what his real triggers were. He ended up moving to Orlando because his family moved and they didn't want him to be in Fort Lauderdale and they in Orlando. He lived inside the group home. He also went to a day program. So we worked hand in hand with the day program and with the group home to, you know, back and forth with our notes, our behavior notes. He had a behavior analyst, but we never, it would just come on. It was no certain color. It was no certain person that would cause the triggers.
You said that he was in the, he was a resident of yours. Were they, the other people who was in their home with him, were they around the same age? Were they?
We had something called the kids' house. So he started off in the kids' house with teenagers from the raging age of 12 to 17. Once you turn 18, you transition into an adult home, and we try to place them, which close to, you know, in the same age, and we try to have all men home, all male home, and all females, and we had two that was co-ed.
So in the previous episodes that I've had, we talked about how the majority of individuals with Tourette's tend to be males, and it could be genetic. So was he the only one with Tourette's syndrome, or did he have other family members with the same mental illness?
I wouldn't know too much because I wasn't the supervisor at the time. I was just a regular staff. So we just saw a father. The father was fine. He didn't show any, you know. But I couldn't answer that. I wouldn't know.
So we mentioned, we knew that there's no technique, any type of like one way cure for Tourette syndrome. So it was a good thing that he was going to these behavior sessions to make him better. Was it helping him, or was his tics still the same? Was there any change?
Well, I know when he came, he just didn't. When he first came to us, he was physical. As far as his behavior, he would lash out, hit, bite. Some would be self-inflicted, and some would be where he would target a certain person or a certain staff, a certain resident or a certain staff. Working with the behavior analyst, we kind of like calmed that down a little bit. And with us doing that, he was able to do home visits. At first, it started off with a couple hours. Then it went for a whole day. And then it went where he would go for the whole weekend. But the outburst and everything was still there. But the physical behavior.
So how did you guys change that? Like, what steps did you guys do?
Redirect. We did a lot of redirecting. We would, with that now, we figured out what was the cause of the behavior. Maybe he didn't like the staff person that came onto that shift. So we would switch him to go to another staff person. We found out that the first roommate that he had, he didn't like so much. So we, you know, adjusted that way. We noticed certain foods he didn't like. And another thing with him too was he wasn't, and it was weird because when he first came to us, he would have the outbursts, but he wouldn't talk to us. So some of the staff, they get offended because some of the things that, you know, he was saying was very offensive, until they learned the behavior. But he wasn't very, he never put a complete sentence together. He wouldn't call a name, but he can put some profanity and some nice words that you would never even like, whoa.
Okay, so last question. Do you think, being in the career that you're in, do you think that your staff members or anyone in this career should be aware and knowledgeable on the different mental illnesses out there, so they wouldn't have to, so they shouldn't have been able to be like, oh, they're, you know, they felt some type of way. They should have understood what he was going through.
You know, I've been called everything but my name, and yes. And it's not just with people with mental illness. You also have, like I said, I work with people with dementia. They would be nice and sweet with you 1 minute, and about time you walk down the hallway and come back, they're calling you out your name. So Yeah, you need to learn and know your clients. That's why we always have notes before they come into the facility so we can read up on them so we won't be shocked by too much. But then sometimes, you know, it do kind of, woo. All
right. Well, thank you so much for allowing me to interview you on your experiences with an individual with Tourette syndrome. And thank you guys for staying for so long. I appreciate it, and good night.